Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
How many people are going to jump in to the 2020 race? Daniel Lipman is co-author of the Politico Playbook. That's that email that kind of updates you on everything that everyone's talking about in D.C. on a daily basis. Daniel, I'm glad to have you here. So Bernie Sanders made an announcement yesterday, got a haircut, looked kind of sharp compared to his normal visage. What did you make of his announcement?
Well, he had a pretty smooth rollout, but I think the issue is he's trying to update his 2016 campaign for 2020 when it's a much bigger field and a lot of the other candidates have adopted his policy ideas. So it's harder for him to stand out from the pack, given that Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, they're all, you know, sounding some of the same themes that Bernie Sanders has been talking about.
Everybody's moved to the left. I mean, I would say significantly to the left, to the socialist mantra. So how does he stand out? I mean, one of the things he tried yesterday was bashing Howard Schultz. How did that go?
Well, a lot of people don't like Howard Schultz in the Democratic Party because they view him as a potential spoiler. Mm-hmm. And so anytime someone criticizes Schultz, that gets a round of applause. I think the way he's trying to update his message and his campaign strategy is to remind people that he was the guy out there way before all of these people talking about these popular ideas in the Democratic Party, and that he's led the way, and that others who copy him aren't as genuine as he is, and he really has his heart into it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing you can say about him, he's been pretty consistent for a number of decades in his positions. Not positions that I admire, but I'll give him credit for at least being consistent about it. What's the solution to Bernie Sanders running as a Democrat but identifying in the Senate as an independent? Has that been resolved? A lot of Democrats on my Facebook feed were really agitated about that yesterday.
Yeah, I think they feel like Bernie Sanders is trying to co-opt the Democratic Party to suit his political and career purposes. And they also are mad at him for not helping the party enough in Hillary Clinton after the 2016 primary, where he lost, and he could have rallied his supporters more effectively and helped the Clinton campaign out more to prevent Donald Trump from getting elected. And so there's a lot of bad blood left from the 2016 campaign because they viewed Bernie Sanders' campaign as kind of lackluster.
Now, does he have to sign an agreement that he will become a Democrat or he will govern as a Democrat should he get the nomination or become president?
I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but I can't see him changing parties midstream or, you know, if he's elected in the unlikely chance that that happens. It seems like he goes back and forth. So when he's running for president, he's a Democrat. When he's not, he's a independent or, socialist. And so that is, how he has managed to thread the needle.
Yeah. Well, that seems like a very legitimate thing for party loyalists. You know, regardless of your party affiliation, you want to be dealing with somebody who actually has some skin in the game. Given the craziness in Virginia and the issues, you know, that we're seeing pop up around the country, what's the conventional wisdom about, I hate to use this phrase, but since Democrats like to use it, an old white guy energizing Democrats these days? I mean, is it just a small group of people that want him, and because he made such a big splash a few years ago, he's getting attention now, but it just doesn't spread in the party? What do you think?
That's been the rap on Sanders and other white men who are running for president, that he may not fit the party that exists today in terms of the grassroots and a lot of young people, diversity in the party. And he, you know, not many people from in their 70s get elected president.
Yeah. Well, and of course, that's Joe Biden's problem, too. I mean, he may be more palatable and he's a verifiable Democrat, but, you know, you look at the demo, if it's going to be a party that's based on racial demographics, Joe Biden doesn't help you very much. Daniel Lippmann's the co-author of the Politico Playbook. Let me switch over to my party. There are actually a number of people who are kind of rattling around out there saying that they want to challenge Donald Trump for the nomination. Who's on that list right now?
So it's people like Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, who has talked about that. Mm-hmm. John Kasich has made some whispers over the last year or so about that. And also the former Massachusetts governor, Bill Weld, who has basically launched his primary campaign against Trump. Kind of a quixotic effort because it appears that the Republican Party has gone to become the Trump Party. It's no longer the traditional conservatives of yesteryear. And so I think people like Bill Weld view it as a kind of, for the history books, they want to put it down that they at least tried to stop Trump from getting a second term as a nominee.
Now, Weld ran last time, right? Though, was he the Libertarian VP nominee? Remind me.
So he was the, I think he was a Libertarian nominee for vice president in the 2016 campaign, sharing the ticket with Gary Johnson.
And so that kind of split up.
But he views it as an opportunity to make a difference in the Republican primary that he's not going to be the Libertarian anymore for that.
And, you know, there are people who have been very loyal to the president who are satisfied, I assume, with the economy, but dissatisfied with his ability / inability to actually push legislation through that achieves any number of goals. Defunding Planned Parenthood is one thing that jumps to mind. The out of control spending is another thing that's upset a lot of people. I mean, I think the president does have a little bit of a problem with building his base out beyond where it was with traditional Republicans. Do you think those guys have any chance of capitalizing on that disgruntlement?
The issue that a lot of people also have problems with is Trump's character and his inability to reach across the aisle and not just focus on his base, but also expand his support among many other Americans who may have been skeptical of Trump or didn't vote for him. He has shown no ability to do that. And so, of course, there's some policy factors that issues that Republicans wanted him to get done, but they know that he can't get everything done especially a Democratic House right now.
Yeah. Well, it's a challenge. I guess in 6 months, the polls will really matter. You know, if you're at 47% versus 52%, that's the margin of error in a lot of these swing states. Daniel Lippmann, co-author of the Politico Playbook. Always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.